You've heard the names. GPT Claude, Gemini, Llama, Mistral. You've probably used at least one of them. But if someone asked you to explain what an AI model actually is and why there are so many of them, most service-based business owners would struggle to give a clear answer. That's not a knowledge gap. That's a communication failure by the people building these tools. They've made something simple sound impossibly complicated, and it's keeping smart business owners from making confident decisions about which tools to use and how much to pay for them. This episode breaks it down. What an AI model actually is, why different ones exist, what the tiers mean, and how to choose the right one for the work your business actually needs done. I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly 10 majors in tech sales over 4 years, earned 7 figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automation, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily. Let's build. Let me start with the simplest possible explanation. An AI model is a trained brain. That's it. Someone fed it massive amounts of text, code, images, and data. The model learned patterns from that data. Now it can generate new text, answer questions, write code, analyze documents, and have conversations based on what it learned. Think of it like this. You went to school for years. You read books, took exams, had conversations, learned from experience. All of that shaped how you think and what you know. An AI model went through a similar process, except it consumed the equivalent of millions of books and billions of conversations in a fraction of the time. The model doesn't think the way you do. It doesn't have feelings or consciousness, but it can produce outputs that are genuinely useful for your business. Research briefs, content drafts, strategy analysis, client communications, proposal frameworks, data summaries, that's what you're paying for when you subscribe to Claude or ChatGPT or Gemini. Access to a trained brain that can do work for you. Now, here's why there are so many of them. Different companies built different models. OpenAI built GPT, Anthropic built Claude, Google built Gemini, Meta built Llama. Each company trained their model on different data, with different priorities, and with different design philosophies. It's like law schools. Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and Howard all teach law. The graduates are all qualified lawyers, but they think differently because they were trained differently. Some prioritize corporate law, some prioritize civil rights, some prioritize international law, same profession, different lenses. AI models work the same way. Claude tends to be stronger at writing, nuance, and following complex instructions. GPT tends to be stronger at general purpose tasks and has more integrations. Gemini tends to be stronger at research and working with large amounts of data. Each has strengths and each has areas where the others outperform it. For most service-based business owners, the practical difference between these models is smaller than the marketing suggests. Any of the top models can write a blog post, draft a proposal, or research a topic. The differences show up in edge cases, specific use cases, and how they handle nuanced or complex requests. My honest take, pick one and go deep. I chose Claude. I know people who chose GPT and are doing great work. The biggest mistake is not choosing. The second biggest mistake is jumping between tools every week instead of building expertise in one. Now let me explain model tiers, because this is where the cost decisions live. Every AI company offers multiple versions of their model. Think of it like car models. Toyota makes the Corolla, the Camry, and the Lexus, same company. different capability levels, different prices. Claude has three main tiers right now. Haiku is the smallest and fastest. It handles quick tasks, simple questions, and high volume operations where speed matters more than depth. If you're running automations that process hundreds of inputs, Haiku keeps the cost low and the speed high. Sonnet is the middle tier. It's what most people use for daily work. Writing, research, analysis, content creation. It's fast enough to feel responsive and capable enough to handle complex tasks. This is the default model in Claude Cowork right now. Opus is the most powerful. It handles the most complex reasoning, the longest documents, and the most nuanced instructions. If you're doing deep strategic analysis, working with massive amounts of data, or need the highest quality output, Opus is what you reach for. Here's the practical framework for choosing. Use the smallest model that gets the job done. If Haiku can handle it, don't pay for Opus. If Sonnet gets you 95% of the quality at twice the speed, use Sonnet. Save Opus for the work that actually requires it. For most service-based business owners, Sonnet handles 80% or more of daily work. You'll reach for Opus when you're drafting a high-stakes proposal, analyzing a complex client situation, or doing deep strategic planning. You'll use Haiku when you're running automations that need to process a lot of data quickly. The cost difference matters over time. If you're building AI employees that run continuously, the model tier you choose affects your monthly bill directly. A content production workflow running on Haiku costs significantly less than the same workflow on Opus. And if the output quality is equivalent for that specific task, you're paying extra for nothing. Now let me talk about something that most AI educators skip. Context windows. A context window is how much information the model can hold in its mind during a single conversation. Think of it like working memory. If you're in a meeting and someone hands you a 50-page document, you can reference specific parts of it while you talk. But if someone hands you 500 pages, you'll lose track of details from the beginning by the time you get to the end. AI models have the same limitation. Each model has a maximum context window, measured in tokens. A token is roughly 3/4 of a word. So a model with a 200,000 token context window can hold approximately 150,000 words in one conversation. That's the length of two full novels. Why does this matter for your business? If you're feeding your AI a long document, like a contract, a research report, or a full book, the context window determines whether it can hold the entire thing at once. If the document exceeds the window, the model starts losing information from the beginning of the conversation. This is why Claude projects matter. When you load files into a Claude project, those files stay in the context for every conversation in that project. Your voice reference, your brand guidelines, your client information, it's all there every time you open the project. You're not re-uploading it. You're not re-explaining it. The context window holds it. Claude Opus currently has a context window of up to 1 million tokens in beta. That's enough to hold an entire code base, a full research library, or years of client history in a single conversation. That's a capability that didn't exist a year ago. For the practical business owner, here's what to remember. If your AI is losing track of things you told it earlier in the conversation, you've probably exceeded the context window. The solutions are: use a model with a larger window, break the work into smaller conversations, or use projects to load your reference material separately from the active conversation. Let me bring this back to what matters for your business. You don't need to understand the technical architecture of these models. You don't need to know how transformer networks work or what attention mechanisms do. That's like needing to understand combustion engines to drive a car. What you need to know is this: an AI model is a tool. Like any tool, different versions are built for different purposes. The most expensive one isn't always the best one for your task. And the most important decision isn't which model you pick. It's whether you start using one at all. $20 a month gets you access to models that can draft proposals, research industries, produce content, analyze data, and run automations for your business. The strategic analysis that used to require a McKinsey engagement is now available for the cost of a lunch. That's the window. And it's closing faster than you think, because pricing will increase as these tools mature and demand grows. If you haven't started, the best model is the one you open today. The newsletter breaks down specific tools, prompts, and workflows every week. Sign up at newsletter.seedandsociety.com. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.